Hey everybody, welcome back to another Bible study. In today's Bible study, I'm going to be talking about what mercy is, what grace is, and how that all comes together for forgiveness. And before we get started, like always, I'm going to pray us into it, and then we'll go from there. So, dear Lord, I just come to you today. I just say thank you so much for everything that you do for us, God. We don't deserve your mercy or your grace, and we definitely don't deserve your forgiveness, but yet you give it to us anyway because of the gift that you provided us. Just how thankful we are for that, God. And I just ask that you open the eyes and the ears of everybody watching or listening to this, God. And I just ask your blessing over this Bible study, Lord, that we can all learn a thing or two about you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So like I said, we're going to be talking about what mercy is, what grace is, and how that all sums up to what forgiveness is. And before I get started, I'm going to be saying that I'm going to have to start cutting my videos a little bit shorter because I am starting Spotify as well. So everything that you're watching here is going to be on Spotify as well if you can't watch on YouTube. So my Bible studies will be a little bit shorter. There might be part ones, twos, threes, etc. But just stick with me and we'll go from there. So the definition of mercy and what mercy is not giving somebody what they deserve. And grace is receiving something that you don't deserve. So I'll say that again. Mercy is not giving somebody what they deserve, and grace is receiving something that you don't deserve. So what mercy did Christ show us? Okay, he showed us this. He removed the penalty of sin so we do not have to live separate from him for all of eternity. How? He did that by dying on the cross for us and by resurrecting 3 days later. And if anybody does not know the story of Jesus Christ, basically, he took persecution, torture, and the crucifixion on the cross just so you can spend eternity with him in heaven. And that's an amazing gift to have that we definitely do not deserve, yet God provided us that anyway. So, like I said, the mercy that God gave us was him dying on the cross so that he can remove the penalty of sin so we do not have to live separate from him for all of eternity. So that means that he is not giving us something that we do deserve. So we do deserve hell, yet he died on the cross anyway, so we don't have to spend eternity separate from him. And so what grace did Christ show us? Well, even though we don't deserve it, he gave us the gift of eternal life with him. By how? Again, dying on the cross and resurrecting 3 days later. It's an amazing story. It's a very sad story. If you've ever watched any movies about it or anything, that's just not even close to what he actually went through, but it's just amazing that he did anyway. Just for somebody like you, somebody like me, who does not deserve it by any little bit. We deserve hell. We deserve eternity from God for everything that we do against him. Yet, he is the creator of everything. He created you in his image. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. And it's just amazing to be able to, for one, share the gospel with people, share the story of Christ, and to be able to live now on this earth with God, with the Holy Spirit residing inside of us, but also spend eternity with God after this lifetime, because there will be a lifetime afterwards. So the verses I'm going to be going through today is going to be in Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. And it says this: But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. So right there, that's the mercy. Because of the great love with which he had for all of us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together. And by grace you have been saved, and raised up with him, and seated with us in him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show us the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So this whole Bible study is about mercy, grace, and how it all sums up to forgiveness. You do not go to heaven by your works or your deeds. The Bible clearly depicts that. And he even says it right there, so no man can boast. It is not by what you do that gets you into heaven. It is only by the mercy and grace and then the forgiveness of God. We do not deserve heaven, but it is a gift that we do not deserve, yet God provided us that gift anyway. A lot of times when your kids, if you're a parent, a lot of times when your kids act up on Christmas, I'm sorry, before Christmas, you're still going to give them Christmas presents, even though they don't deserve it, because that's your child. You love them. You want to see them smile. You want to see them happy. And that's exactly what God does. He shows us love. He shows us mercy and grace, even when we do act up, when we do sin against Him, when we do turn away from Him at certain points in our lives. He always gives us the mercy and grace to turn back around and to face the kingdom of God, to set our eyes upon Him, and to truthfully live through Him. And it is just an amazing gift to have. And what's forgiveness? Forgiveness is basically this. Since God showed us love through mercy and grace, He forgave us all of our sins. Because of this, we are called to show the same to others. Forgiveness is when somebody does you wrong, you first show them mercy and grace. Which, what's mercy again? Mercy is this, not giving someone what they deserve. Okay, so when somebody hates on you or persecutes you, you don't hate them, you don't hit them. Okay, so you don't give them something that they deserve. And you show them grace, which is this, receiving something that you don't deserve. You give them something that they don't reserve, which is love. Okay? And grace, mercy equals forgiveness. And that's basically forgiveness. God forgave you, forgave me, somebody like us who completely always, 100%, does not deserve it and usually turns away from Him or sins or does something against His name in some form or fashion, because we all are sinners. Okay, we all fall short of the glory of God. The Word clearly states that. But at the same time, God loves a creation like you. He's an amazing Father, amazing Creator, and amazing God. And He always gives you the chance to turn back until it's too late, obviously. When you take your last breath, it'll be too late. But while you're still alive, He will show you that mercy and grace and forgiveness until the day that you die. And so a few verses that I've got tonight for forgiveness is this. It's going to be in Matthew 6, verses 14 through 15. It says this: "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So you have to forgive others because God, for one, calls you to. He forgives you, so you must forgive others. Because how can He even forgive you if you don't even show the same thing to anybody else? If you don't show mercy, if you don't show grace and forgiveness towards somebody, why should God show you the same thing? But since He's such a merciful God and a graceful God, He still will. But right there is calling you to forgive others the same way God forgave you. Next one's going to be in Ephesians 4, verses 32, and it says this: "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Be kind, show love, show compassion, show mercy and grace the same way God is showing someone like you the same thing. Even though we don't deserve it, we must then also do the same thing to other people who do not deserve it. When people are rude to you, when people lie on your name, talk about you behind your back, hit you, bully you, or even worse, it can even lead way worse than that. It's hard, but we are called to show mercy and grace, which equals forgiveness. We must forgive others. The weight that's taken off of our shoulders is just unexplainable. And so it's amazing the feeling that you get from God when you forgive somebody. It's an amazing feeling for you to turn away from a situation with joy and peace, knowing that what you did for them is the same thing that God did for you. It's an amazing feeling. The next one's going to be in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 13, and it says this: "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." Right there, it says again, forgiving each other, and the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. You must show people mercy and grace. You must forgive. We're called multiple times to the Word. These are just a few verses, but we're called multiple times to show mercy, grace, and forgiveness. The next one's going to be in Mark 11:25, and it says, "And whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you for your trespasses." When you come to pray and somebody comes into your mind saying, "Man, oh, they did me so dirty. They did me so wrong. How am I going to forgive them?" You have to. It's hard, But with God inside of you, you can. So this, like I said, this Bible study, and from here on out, will be short. I might have to do part one and part two. But like I said, if you can't listen, I'm sorry, if you can't watch on YouTube, I do have a Spotify. It's the same name, Just a Vessel. It's the same image as my YouTube. You can listen over there. But like I said, these are going to be a little bit shorter Bible studies. And on this YouTube account, I'm going to have other things going on, like sermons or missionary work, such and such. So just stay tuned for a lot of things that's coming to this channel. And show some love if you'd like to. Subscribe. And if you have any questions, just comment them down below. And I have my Gmail as well linked. So if you have any questions and you can't do YouTube or Spotify, just send me an email, and I'd love to get back with you on that. If you have anything you'd like me to cover, like I said, just email me or comment down below. So hope you have an amazing night. Thank you for listening to this, and I hope that God speaks to you through this. Bye.